This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day, minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which party is always right. That was George Orwell's 1984. That was a quote, a piece from that book, a book written decades earlier describing what he called 1984. This dystopian society that we now live in. It's been referenced many, many, many times over the past few decades, but I'm not kidding you. I have never seen 1984 more fitting than it is right now. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Glad you guys are with me. When I consider, folks, my previous job as a management consultant, I worked for a company that, I worked for quite a few companies. Computer Sciences Corporation, known as CSC, a multinational company. I worked for Hitachi before that, but then I went to CSC, a competitor. They stole me for a lot of money, and we did some good with them. And then I left CSC and I went to another company. I'm not going to say the name, that company was competed with Booz Allen and, I guess to some degree, McKinsey and others. The highest on the food chain, quite frankly, of what you'd want to be involved with. Probably did business, I believe we did business with 71% of the Fortune 100 in America and something like 45% of the Global 1000, the global largest 1,000 companies in the country, in the world. So it was a very prestigious company, and I had a small little role in it. I'm happy that I had the experience. The average company that was in my portfolio was a $23 billion market cap. Now, that's a lot, but it isn't anymore. I mean, it was huge at the time because the largest company on the planet at that time had a $260 billion market cap. So my average company was one-tenth the size of that, but there was a big company. But now we have companies that have $1 trillion market cap. We have companies like Amazon, Apple, and Facebook. They are four times the size of my largest client. So putting that in perspective, today my average client would probably be $100 to $150 billion. So I have a little bit of expertise in some of these areas that I'm talking about. Now, the reason why I bring this up is I remember thinking, I deal with the creme de la creme, the titans of industry, gallivanting around the globe, working on major deals, you know, multi-million dollar infrastructure deals. If I felt as if I was a part of government. The bureaucracies are amazing inside of companies like this. Onboarding and offboarding in certain locations and dealing with all of the policies of one country versus another. And you had all the global goodwill that companies were trying to do. You were dealing with marketing. Yeah, I mean, as a consultant, you have the problems they have. They give you a singular problem. But as a management consultant, you have to look at this corporation in its entirety. And you're trying to figure out how to streamline and how to set it for the future. You have to look at its past, you have to evaluate its present, and you have to make a predictive model for its future, and you're going to be part of it, and that's how you get paid. That was my job. So I thought it was huge. I remember thinking, you know, this is as good as it gets. Well, guess what? It isn't. When I left management consulting, when I wrote a book, The Big Black Lie, and thought that, you know, we got a plan. The company that I worked for at the time, they scuttled our division and said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. So we went out on our own, and I thought, I'll go back into management consulting. But I wrote a book, became best-selling author. I love that book, by the way, The Big Black Lie. It's only available electronically, but it is spectacular. And so I write this book, and I'm thinking, woo, life is going to be good. You know, I'm leaving big time, and I'm going to go into this regular little routine life of talking about politics from the way I see it. Because I saw it. I saw what George Orwell was talking about developing at that time. That's when I became aware. If you want to say when I got woke, that's when I got woke. When I realized that either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton was going to be president in 2008. I got woke. I got woke quick. So I began fighting the good fight. And I took the principles of management consulting, and I said, okay, what do you do when you analyze a company? How do you analyze its future? Well, you better be looking at risk. You better be asking yourself, what are the potential pitfalls for that company? And I used to use this as an example when I would talk to executives. I would say, you don't want to get Napstered. You remember what happened with Napster? Sony was this, you know, and still is, a big music conglomerate. And Napster came along, some kid out of college, Sean Fanning, and he says, I'm just going to use equivalent to like a BitTorrent, and I'm going to let you download music for free. If somebody's got it on their computer, they paid for it, you can borrow it and listen to it. And he did. And it revolutionized the industry, because Sony took a huge, I mean, it just torpedoed them. They did it with movies, too. The movie industry changed. What Sean Fanning ended up doing was he completely change the landscape of how we get music, how we get movies. The reason why we are now streaming and doing some of the things that we did is because of that. There were people that you have old DVRs that would let you record movies. And that stuff is gone. It was gone, legislatively gone. All of that occurred because Sony got Napstered. One little dude changed it. When I say dramatically, I can't even explain to you the level that Sean Fanning changed everything that we do today. He had no idea that's what he was going to do. They had to stop him first, and in stopping him, we got this whole revolution of now how we can get things. They literally changing technology, rendering millions, billions of product obsolete. That's what happened. And then the future changed because everybody had to start looking at how we were going to deliver stuff. I mean, things like Zoom and Skype and Microsoft, whatever they have, the equivalent of these, you know, all these different products now. All of this stuff came from a very simple concept of that. And I could go on. I mean, there's other things that impacted it as well. But the whole thing I'm talking about is how we're altering our futures and how we're going to have to take a look at things going forward. Because I'm going to tell you, we are going to be facing a lot of problems in the near future. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Quoted from George Orwell, his book 1984, every statue and street building has been renamed, every date has been altered, and the process continuing day by day, minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right, and the party he's talking about is the single political party that runs this country, that probably runs the world. I never read 1984, so I can't speak specifically to it, but I bet many of you have. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Lots to talk about today. Much of it is going to be about how we decide our future. Do you want a decision in our future? The future of the world. Not just the future of America, the future of what, you know, we're going to face, what your kids are going to face. What I learned when I was a management consultant after I left was I wasn't leaving the big leagues to go do something small when I started my little bitty organization called the Black Sphere. I was leaving this world that now has companies with a market cap of over $1 trillion that I thought was huge. I mean, I was jet setting, man. I was in Paris and London and China. You know, various cities within China. Lived there for a while. and had a blast. Learned a ton. Things that, quite frankly, are part of the reason why you listen to this program, because I'm giving you some of my experiences. Because people, they, and of course, black don't crack because they think I'm young, but they're like, how do you have all these experiences? Well, I am relatively young to have these experiences, but I really did live this vibrant life. I got to see the world through eyes that most people don't. I'm trying to do that with my own kids who, you know, three of them are grown and I have one that's left. But anyway, I left that and I go into the business of, get this, I leave companies that have a trillion dollar market cap, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, I left management consulting and I could go back into it and I could be dealing with the Amazons and the Facebooks and all these guys, the Apples of the world. But you know what I'm dealing with? I'm dealing with a company that has a market cap of 25% of the world economy. That is America. Now, if you think the problems were big inside of British Petroleum or Exxon or Caterpillar, look at the problems inside of America. And I'll ask you, you get a chance to set the future of that. See, you may own some stock in a company, and if you own enough, you can predict, you can help to set the future. But most of us don't own enough stock for a company to give us any kind of credence. But you do own stock in America. And you can maximize the value of that stock by siding with people that think like you. And see, there's a small percentage of people that are dictating what our company does, that company being America. A small percentage. Charles Love, who's my assistant executive director of Seeking Educational Excellence, was featured on Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, congratulations, Charles. And then he went on to Martha McCallum's show and ultimately Shannon Bream. And he was talking about a small percentage of people. We see all these people out there protesting and doing stuff, and you think, man, this country's in turmoil. Well, it is to a degree. But there's 98% of us who are doing very little. Charles argues that while these virtue-signaling white people are talking about the number of blacks that are killed and what's going on in the black communities, they don't understand the overwhelming number of people in the black community are really very happy. The problem is the message they keep getting from others is they shouldn't be happy. And I'll hearken back to Joe Biden, who made the comment to Charlemagne the God when he was asked, how are you doing, Charlemagne? And he says, I'm black, blessed, and highly favored. And Joe Biden said, no, you're not. Your black people are oppressed. And Charlemagne said, you know what, Joe? You're right. I'm not happy. I would have jumped Joe Biden so fast, it would have made his head spin. I would have said, listen up, former Vice President Joe Biden, nobody tells me how to think. I am happy. And you don't know enough about the black community to speak about us as a whole. You can identify a problem here and there. That's a problem across the entirety of America. Don't speak for us. But Charlemagne the God didn't have enough sense to say that. And there's a reason for that, too. So I'm asking you this. What part of the future do you want to play in? And how do you think the future looks so far? And as you consider that question, I want you to understand where we are presently, because we are supposedly winning. We are winning. Think about it. Donald Trump said, you're going to win so much you get sick of it. Do you feel that way? In the time of Trump, folks, we have pushed back on most of the leftist agenda. We pushed back on Obamacare. We pushed back on stupid border issues, stupid trade stuff, the devaluing of our currency, stealing of our intellectual property, getting our partners to pay their fair share, getting out of stupid wars, and I could name a host of other things that we have just pushed liberals back, leftists back into a corner. But I'll ask you this, do you feel like you're winning? I'll let you stew on that for a little bit. Because I'm going to tell you something. I would understand it if you said, I don't. Now that you mention it, Kevin, I don't feel safe in cities. I feel stupid wearing this mask. I feel stupid being told when my kids can go back to school and when they can't. They're still taking my taxes out. I feel stupid about the ability to run my business. Am I going to be able to run my business in the next month or 2 months if they decide they're going to do another woo-flu or something? Well, I don't know that I'm winning. I don't feel like a winner. Well, I'm going to do what I can to plant a few ideas in your brain today to hopefully change that perception. And what I want to really do is I want to show you that some of the things that look like you're losing are not necessarily losses. They're the calm before the storm. And these losses that you think are losses may actually be wins. So again, I say, there's a lot to digest. I could take any one of these subjects and dive into it in such a way. And by the way, before I even finish that statement, I want to say this. I have a researcher. He listens to the program religiously. And he's got others, many others too. His name is Dave. Great guy. Can't do my work without him. And I would say, Dave will come. He'll give me feedback on the show. He says, Kevin, today's show, you were so deep. You really broke this thing down. That is exactly what I want to try to accomplish every day. When I feel like I haven't done that, I actually feel bad. Because I feel like that's why you're here. I don't want to tell you what's more the same. In fact, I don't even think, you know, to Melissa's point, my lady, she will always say, don't preach. Now, I try not to preach. I try to give you enough of a morsel of something that you think for yourself. Because I believe in you. I know you're smart people. So where do we start is where I wanted to go here. Where do we begin? Do we begin with mask? Because I'm going to talk to you about mask again. I've had multiple conversations about mask, and I think most people know how I feel about them. But there's an Orwellian principle in those masks, and I'm going to share it with you. Now, you can do what you want. You can be one of the sheep, or you can decide you're going to be a warrior about it. Can't do it now. I got to come back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the single most important thing Americans can do to prevent the spread of coronavirus is to wear a mask.
Not complicated, totally available now, and everyone should be doing that if they're not 6 feet away from people, social distancing. And to be on the safe side, it's a good idea to do it even if you are 6 feet away from people.
And in a developing story, country music legend Charlie Daniels is dead at the age of 83. Multiple reports say the devil went down to Georgia singer passed away this morning in Nashville following a stroke. And the SBA is disclosing the names of roughly 700,000 loans that were issued to companies who received over $150,000 in the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that members of the Electoral College must vote as the laws of their states direct. The so-called Faithless Electors case pitted electors from Colorado and Washington who did not conform to their state's popular vote in the 2016 presidential election. With another ruling from the Supreme Court, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court's upholding an almost 30-year-old federal ban on robocalls to cell phones. The decision also expanding the ban to include government debt collection calls. The decision was written by Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh, many of the justices only agreeing partially, but political consultants and pollsters had wanted the original law declared unconstitutional. The government wanted both the ban and the government debt exemption upheld.
And White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a federal mandate requiring Americans to wear face coverings during the coronavirus pandemic isn't necessary. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I do want to cover the mask when we get to started talking about where do we start, where do we impact our future, and the mask is a great place for that. But there are a lot of other things that we do need to talk about as well. The NFL. The NFL wants to have two national anthems. Yeah, in a spirit of bringing us all together, they want to split us apart between black and white. So they want a black national anthem, and they want a white national anthem. How do you feel about that? 844-551-8255. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. I am Kevin Jackson. I'm who you're listening to. I don't want to start with the mask right now. I want to start with something that has a deeper meaning as well. And I want to talk about it with respect to this future that we want to build for ourselves. And I want to go back to this NASCAR incident. You know, the noose incident with Bubba Wallace, the black driver, who is not, he's nowhere near the Tiger Woods or the Jackie Robinson of NASCAR. Dude's barely won enough races to even, you know, for you to know his name. For all intents and purposes, I've done as good in NASCAR as Bubba Wallace. But he thought he had a noose in his locker room because leftists have been taught to see racism everywhere. And so the FBI investigates and finds out that this noose is the garage door thing that you pull the garage door down. Now, I'd already told people, I've had some luck to be able to be close to some of these people in the pits and things and get to know stuff. Not so much NASCAR, but Indy 500, because we used to go every year. Didn't go this year for obvious reasons. And I can tell you, those pit areas got cameras like you wouldn't believe. They're Fort Knox. And, of course, we learned that the noose, as I said, was the little thing to pull the garage door down. But Bubba Wallace, he was all over media. Bubba was talking about, you know, oh, man, racism, and we need to change NASCAR, and we got people bringing in the Confederate flag and all that. He went into the sport without a care in the world about all that stuff. He just wanted to drive fast and win some races. That was his goal. But when he figured out he couldn't do it, he pulled a Kaepernick and said, you know what? I ain't as good as I thought I was. These white boys are vicious. And I guess I got to make a racial statement. So he wants to be the Kaepernick of NASCAR. And now we got everybody's got to get woke. All these old corn-fed country white boys that go, these rednecks that go to NASCAR are now got to get woke. And so Bubba decides to wrap his car in Black Lives Matter. Over a lie. So that was the Bubba Wallace story. Now we got a guy wrapping his car in Trump 2020. Melissa was telling me, she goes, a guy's wrapping his car in 2020. I was like, phenomenal. Way to go. Now, why am I talking about Bubba Wallace and all this? Because I'm telling you, I mentioned before, if you buy into the narrative that we're in the midst of chaos and look at all this stuff that's going on, and I said to you, sometimes what appears to be chaos actually works in your favor. So what happened with Bubba Wallace? When the time came that, oh, everybody was like, hey, there's some racist, redneck, hillbilly, inbred white boys that want to see this brother killed. Now, he's been in racing for years, 5 years or more. I forget exactly when. I talked about it earlier, one other broadcast. And just today, I mean, just recently, somebody decided, what? That boy's a colored boy? We got to go get him. I didn't realize a colored boy was doing it. And so suddenly, Bubba Wallace is in the news. Now, I researched it. It didn't take me long to find out NASCAR doesn't care if he's black. Can you drive a car? Can you win races? Let me tell you something. Forget color. Just take any of the major NASCAR drivers, and I'll tell you this. They will absolutely run over their grandmothers to win. I'm not trying to be mean to them. I'm telling you, these are the most competitive. Get in a car. They may not be able to fight a lick outside of a car. But in a car, these dudes are Bruce Lee meets Chuck Norris, okay? And I don't care what color you, what they do to each other has nothing to do with color or gender. If you don't have the nads to get in that car and be ready to wreck it, don't get in it. And it has nothing to do with race. Oh, Bubba Wallace got mistreated. Bubba Wallace has not been any more mistreated than anybody else. Not in NASCAR. So long story short, Bubba's in NASCAR. He's competing for years. I looked at his record. He's made a little bit of money, but nothing he couldn't have done in the private sector, you know, doing another job. I think he's made less than $1 million his entire career, over 5 years or so. So if he was, you know, graduate of Wharton like one of my boys, my son probably makes more than he does, to be honest with you, but he might have made $1 million over 5 years or so. It isn't like NASCAR's just awesome for him. So he's looking for an angle. Looking for more sponsors, and BLM was happy to sponsor him because you know what? They're flush with cash. So Bubba concocts this story that it's all after him, and then story after story, NPR, I read at least five of them. Oh man, he's trying to change NASCAR. NASCAR needs to change. We need to bring a whole new demographic to NASCAR. Has anybody talked to this man about NASCAR? That group is not struggling. NASCAR, I mean, they sell out. But Bubba's going to save them. He gonna get them woke. So what? They're making money. So it's too white. It's too traditional. Somebody's got to pay. Now, Bubba can do everything he does, and he can change his sport to a degree, but is he really going to change it? I mean, Tiger Woods is the best freaking golfer ever. I don't care what anybody says. And I've gone to tournaments that I probably never would have gone to had he not come along. But is he really remaking golf? No, golf is still played mostly by white people. There are a few blacks. What's that dude, the third? Something, Harvey the third. I'm glad to see him out there, but it isn't like there's this huge influx of black players. Did the Serena Williams and her sister really save tennis? No, there's no influx of blacks to play tennis. It isn't a sport we really enjoy. I'm glad they're there. But you don't see Tiger Woods talking about, oh man, I need to make a racial statement because we need more blacks. Tiger Woods just set up the Tiger Woods Foundation and he says, look, I'm going to get some young blacks to come play the game. I'll probably influence a couple of OGs like Kevin to want to play a little bit better. And that'll be that. But my legacy is tied up in what I want to accomplish. And that's what he's doing. But not Bubba Wallace. And not these lefties. Look, I'm not going to stay on this. I'm just trying to make a deeper point. Trying to make a deeper point. So, Bubba inadvertently exposed the lie. You get what I'm telling you? Bubba let it be known that he sees racism in everything, even where it doesn't exist. And you know what the public was so willing to do? They were willing to jump on the bandwagon. They even encouraged it. They put money behind it and behind him. And you know what the outcome's going to be? Not very much. NASCAR can pretend to get woke or whatever. NASCAR is going to eventually go back to what makes it money. It's going to cater to that. You think the NFL is going to stick to this future? The trajectory there? We're really sorry. We should have given Kaepernick a better chance. Will a team please pick him up? A team is not going to pick up Kaepernick. I'll make you that bet the same way I made the bet with my listeners that Donald Trump would win in 2016 and he will win again in 2020. The NFL is done with Colin Kaepernick. Now they're going to pretend. And they're going to have one heck of a bad season. One heck of a bad season. Which brings me to the NFL. Because they want to be woke. They now, you know, they're going to do this dual national anthem. Let me ask you, do you see that as a future? The people that claim they want to be uniters, the leftists, and what are they going to do? They're going to open the games with a black national anthem, and it's going to be first over America, over the American national anthem. In other words, Black Lives Matter, you know that racist statement? And that's what you, that's the only way you should refer to it, is I will not utter a racist statement for a group that is run by Marxist terrorists. That's not going to happen. But that's the wokeness that we have. And let me tell you, do you see the future of the NFL being better or worse? How do you feel about the NFL right now versus 5-10 years ago? I'm not going to answer for you. Most, if you listen to the program, you know how I feel. Do you believe that the NFL is going to bring more people watching their product because they're now going to say, oh, yeah, well, we're going to play the black national anthem in advance. They got, this is a company that has 68% black kids, black people in its employ. It employs more black millionaires per capita than probably any other industry. And it needs to get woke. Do you understand the silly nature of just saying that? I asked the question the other day, how black does the NFL have to be? Does every owner have to be black? Does every GM have to be black? And then I guarantee you they will still complain. They will still complain. But all these things work in our favor.
This when we come back, I'm going to talk about radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Ultimately, this all comes down to the fatal conceit that central planners have enough knowledge somehow to tell a nation of 330 million people what they can and can't do. Perhaps our planners might think twice before they weigh in on every subject. Perhaps our government experts might hold their tongue before expressing the opinion whether we can play NFL football or Major League Baseball. Not in October. Perhaps our experts might think twice before telling the whole world that a COVID vaccine likely won't provide herd immunity. We don't know. Why weigh in with these opinions that we have no knowledge of? These are forecasts that may well be wrong. Perhaps our experts might consider the undue fear they are instilling in teachers who are now afraid to go back to work. No one knows the answers to these questions. We shouldn't presume that a group of experts somehow knows what's best for everyone. Hayek had it right. Only decentralized power and decision-making based on millions of individualized situations can arrive at what risks and behaviors each individual should choose.
That was Senator Rand Paul speaking truth to Fraudchi, Dr. Fraudchi. He's not Fauci, he's a fraud, Fraudchi. Central planners want us to believe they have enough knowledge to tell 330 million people what to do. He says, hold your tongue. I always, when people tell me now, oh, so-and-so is an expert in this, I immediately Google him and I go, what's your expertise? What did you study? It was like Dr. Nye, the science guy. Dr. Nye, the science guy, a degree in mechanical engineering. But he talks about the cosmos. This guy covers 15 disciplines of engineering and they say he's an expert. He's not even an expert in the one that he studied. But he's supposed to be Mr. Knowledgeable, and he's telling us about global climate change and all this other stuff. And have you seen this article where the guy who did global climate change goes, you know, I'm really sorry. You know, we lied. We messed with the data. We really didn't know how much of an alarmist we were. Do we believe in global climate change? Yes. Is it as serious as we thought? No. In other words, it's weather. Just like what I told you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Now, I don't have the superpower here is so amazing to me because when people tell me, oh my gosh, we have more hurricanes this season than that. Really? Shocker. We have more mudslides. Well, guess what? In a few years, you're going to have fewer mudslides. Oh, we had flooding here. In a few years, you're going to have a drought. That's just the way it works. And you have no control over it. And I don't care how big and bad man gets with nuclear weapons and beams and everything else. He can control a little bit of the weather. But trust me, nature chuckles at you. You can divert a dam. You can divert a river system or something. But guess what? Nature chuckles at you. I've seen whole lakes disappear. You know, things that people, God is so, his ability to do things that blow our minds is endless. And we still seem to think that there's somebody out there that's got all the answers. Dr. Fraudchi has the answers. This is so ridiculous. And Rand Paul nailed it. Undue fear is what they cause. And here's the sad part. It's not even about that stuff right now. This is about creating enough havoc to where people revolt on Trump. And it's not going to work. I keep telling you guys, I go back to what I said earlier when I was talking about this Orwellian dystopia. Because it is never going to be this utopia that the leftists want you to believe. But the idea that, you know, these people want to bring down this economy just to get to one guy. They don't care what they do to you. That is sad. You got legislators up there, Dr. Fraudchi and many others, meeting in cabals to say, we need to bring this system down. Maxine Waters, AOC, and those are the ones that have said it publicly. Almost all of them have said it privately. Let's destroy this economy. I asked this question many times. What do you think this economy would be if they left Donald Trump alone? What do you think, where would this economy be instead of promoting fear on the Wu flu virus? They were actually combating it. They were saying, let's do this together. Let's do common sense approaches to this so we don't shut down this thriving economy. They want to see black people, Latinos, women, LGBT, whomever hurt if it means bringing down Donald Trump. And they don't care about how many eggs they crack. This isn't about cracking a few eggs. They'll crack them all. They will make the world's biggest omelet if they can. Don't believe the hype. So, you know, here we sit with all this and we're talking about the mask. A guy quoted, he said, the mask is mind control. It is a mind control device. Look, I know there are many of you out there wearing them. And you're going, Kevin, well, my great-grandfather and I live with my aunt and my daughter and this and that. I get it. If you want to wear a mask, man, my only question to you is, why haven't you been wearing it before? Because everything that the mask is protecting, it would have been protecting for the last, four, five, six decades of your life, you've never worn it before. And yet you want to wear it now. Really? In a month, this country went from sparse mask. I mean, I would go out and I would see we were the majority, the people that would not or did not wear masks. And suddenly somebody goes, oh, you should wear your mask. You know, we're going to make it a mandate that you wear your mask. And suddenly we just become sheep and go, well, I guess since the government said it, we got to do it. So now I go out and you know what I see? Most people wearing their mask. Most people wearing it. I went into the grocery store the other day. Everybody wearing their mask except three people, me and two others, a woman and a man. I went up to both of them, fist bumped them, and said, here's to the no mask crowd. Other people were looking at me like, he's not wearing a mask. Oh my gosh, he's not wearing a mask. Now, these are people who are afraid. They don't want to wear a mask. But they look at me and go, who is this guy? Why is he not wearing a mask? Because I'm a free citizen. I'm a free range Negro. You're not putting me on anybody's plantation. I'm not wearing your stupid mask. So now the unmasked get glared at. In some locations, they get attacked. You notice I don't wear my mask. You're not going to see anybody attack me. You're not going to see it. Because you know what they see on my face when I'm not wearing my mask? They see a guy that says, I dare you. I dare you. You question me. And watch what happens. I'll be in your face. I will rip your mask off so fast, you're going to wish you had COVID, the Wu flu. You're going to have the Wu me, which would be the woe me. Surgeon General on February 29th tweeted this. Seriously, people, stop buying masks. They are not effective in preventing general public from catching coronavirus. But if healthcare providers can't get them to care for sick patients, it puts them and our communities at risk. That was what our Surgeon General put out. And do you think these people, we need to wear masks and we need to social distance, but we're still not going to open your business. Even if you follow all of our rules and wear masks and practice social distancing and you're cleaning everything up, you can't open, Mr. Barr. You can't open, Mr. So-and-so. You know, whatever. We're going to limit who the winners and the losers are. All because, do I need to say it again? They want to get Donald Trump. Oh, you need more evidence that the mask is a piece of crap? I ask you, see, I deal with common sense. I'm sorry, Kevin Jackson is who I am. I've got degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Very logical. And I ask myself, was I born with a mask? No. Have I worn one ever in my life? I've had the flu. I've had chicken pox. I've had all kinds of stuff. They knew I would get this stuff. Did I wear a mask? No. You want to know why? Because your body builds up antibodies. You know how many people are walking around with antibodies to Wu flu? Millions. They're never going to get it. And they can't spread it. But they know. All these experts know, right? Dr. Fauci, he knows. Dr. Birx, whoever else. They know more than you do. They know more than evolution and how all these diseases have progressed throughout time. Do you still worry about getting the flu from time to time? Because I do. And I don't worry about a mask. Let me tell you what the CDC said. This is from their page. CDC does not recommend that people who are well wear a face mask to protect themselves from respiratory diseases, including COVID-19. And yet, in all these different states, they are mandating that you wear a mask. And I'm just asking you a very simple question. The Surgeon General told you not to wear a mask. The CDC told you not to wear a mask. Your common sense tells you I'm impairing my breathing and breathing in CO2, lowering my oxygen. You can find video after video that proves my point on this. Why are you wearing that mask? That's the question you should be asking yourself. What is it about me that says when the government mandates I do it, I do it? I'm going to do it. What is it? Are you afraid? Are you afraid of confrontation? Because let me tell you, most of you are. You're afraid of somebody coming up saying, well, why don't you have your mask? It's none of your business.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.